It's time for the True Sports Card Show, the only one-hour radio show that gives you the very latest in sports memorabilia news from around the world. Here are your hosts, industry expert Imran Palladi and Sactown Sports 49ers insider Emil Fragoso.
Hey everybody, welcome in. This is the True Sports Card Show here on Sactown Sports 1140. It's Imran Palladi along with a different voice today. I've got Nate Littlefield from the Empire podcast and radio show that he does with the Niners and Emil Fragoso. And Nate, thanks for being here. I know that you've heard Nate's voice before because that's the guy that's behind the window helping out a lot of the setup for this show. And today in front of the mic, appreciate you being here.
I'm glad to be here. I'm having fun already.
Emil is on location at a different project, so we have Nate subbing in for today, and
we can tell everyone what he's doing.
He's doing Niner stuff.
You want to keep it a secret?
I want to keep it a secret.
Okay.
Yeah, he's working on Niner stuff because that's what Emil loves to do. He's passionate about that. Hey, man. Right after this, actually, as this is being broadcast, we're set up. The True Sports Card team is set up at the Auburn Card Show. Now, the Auburn Card Show is not in Auburn. It's in Loomis.
Makes sense.
The Blue Goose Center there. Please stop by. If you're listening to this show as I'm talking, feel free to head over to the Blue Goose Center in Loomis. We have an entire setup there for our team. We're bringing jerseys. We're bringing mini helmets. We're bringing autographed items. We're bringing cards. We're bringing all that stuff. We have an entire setup there. Come and visit our team. It's me and Pete and Donovan and AJ and Anthony. We're all there. And if you're looking for not only cards for yourself and collectibles, but also for last-minute gifts for your family or friends for Christmas, we got it there for you.
What goes into that kind of production? Like, how is it just all hands on deck, crazy, kind of nonstop when you do events like that?
Yeah, you know, part of it, too, is that I have a shop back in Rockland. So we've got a staff, two locations. But this show will have about 100 tables there.
Okay.
And we will have...
On a scale from like size, how big is this show compared to others? Is it like medium, smaller?
I would say that this is a smaller to medium show. There are shows that are as big as 250 tables. Okay. And you figure if everybody has two or three tables each dealer, you probably have close to 100 dealers in that case. So like we have six tables in... We have a room to ourselves and then... a table outside of that room that we're sitting there saying, do you want to sell us your cards? We're here to buy.
Yeah.
And what I'm really proud about what we do is not only do we buy cards so that way we can have new inventory, but we give people money, funds, liquidity so they can spend it there at the show. So I think that dealers would be pretty happy that we're cashing out customers so that way they can spend more money. But some dealers don't feel that way, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. They look at me and go, this guy's ruining it. I should be able to buy like, may the best man or woman win. Yeah, that's how it goes.
Business.
Yeah, it's called capitalism. Yeah. It's how it works. So, yeah, we're set up there, and I'll be there as soon as this show is over. So please go check it out. Also, our store is open. If you can't make it to the Loomis event, please come by our shop. I keep saying the name, Nate. It's True Sports Cards. The address is 6661 Stanford Ranch Road. We're across from the busiest Costco in the history of mankind. Mm-hmm. Off of the 65. Do you know? Yeah. Have you ever been to Costco?
Yeah. On your way to Lincoln there?
Nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have family in Rockland. I'm familiar with
the area. Yeah, we're right next to Mongolian Barbecue.
Yeah.
So just follow your nose. And we're right next door. And come by and stop in. Ethan and Dave are working today, so feel free to come by there. If you have any questions, you can always call the store at 916-259-1993. All right, let's catch up with some stuff that's happened this week. Ohtani, I know that you're not naturally, Nate, a baseball guy.
Not a huge baseball guy, but I'm a big sports guy, so I know what's up.
All right, so Ohtani signs the 10-year agreement for $700 million. He sends this crazy caveat to his...
It's insane.
So he says, for the first five years, I'll go $2 million a year.
Yeah.
And I'll defer the last 5 years at $68 million a year.
Uh-huh.
Wild.
Yes.
But... I'm just kind of looking at how this works and how it would affect in the hobby is this. When he is only $2 million a year, it means that he's able to do a lot of things like have a competitive team around him.
Yep.
So there's a pitcher named Yamamoto that's from Japan that is a super hot prospect. People really want him as well. He's expected to get $300 million. And so when you look at Ohtani signing a contract like this, they're going to make a run at this Yamamoto guy. These are the top two people that you could get in the entire game of baseball. And here you are, and you've got Ohtani locked in as a Dodger, so one of the iconic franchises in baseball. His first Dodgers outfit card is going to go through the roof.
Yeah.
And now they're targeting Yamamoto, so you have those two guys. There's a chance that Kershaw is talking about not re-signing with the Dodgers, which is kind of weird to see that.
Man, I just felt like he's been on fringe retirement for a while now. Like, you know,
his body's been breaking down.
His whole playoff thing is such an anomaly to me. The way he just can't show up in the playoffs.
He's a regular season monster.
It's so weird. I mean, I guess the only kind of other guy I can think of like that is Peyton Manning. But Peyton Manning got it done. Kershaw got it done twice. But it's different. It's different when you're a quarterback. But yeah.
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing that with Kershaw, he's probably going to end up with the Rangers. All these changes that are happening for these key franchise cornerstone players, a lot of people are saying, well, what ends up happening to Ohtani's cards? Are they still going to have interest in the Angels cards? Yes, as rookie cards. Mm-hmm. You'll see a downtick on anybody wanting a Ohtani third-year card, fourth-year card. I mean, he's still going to be hot. He's still going to be one of the most popular players on earth. But like, take for example, Bryce Harper. Does anybody really want any Washington Nationals cards of Bryce Harper with the exception of his rookie year? Probably not.
Are you saying like in just this area or in general?
In general.
Okay.
In general in the nation. So you'll see Ohtani cards. If anybody's making investments on Ohtani, invest in the Dodgers cards, his very first Dodgers cards that come out, as well as probably the rookie cards. But everything in between is going to be of interest, but not as much as it should be. The Giants, though, they signed Jung-Hoo Lee, another Japanese player, or excuse me, Korean player, and he signed for 6 years for $113 million. I'm learning a little bit about him as we speak. Do you know anything about the guy yet?
Nothing really.
All right, so what the internet tells me is that he played for the Korean Baseball Organization, which is one of the top ones when the strike was going on and players were not really playing active in the United States during the pandemic. A lot of players went over and played in KBO. And so they said it's one of the top leagues in the world besides what's in Major League Baseball. And
that's the great thing about baseball. There's a diverse playing field. Like, you know, football and generally the NBA, it's kind of United States for sure. I mean, the European league's okay, but like the European MVP just came to the NBA and he's barely getting minutes. Yeah, with the Kings. So I like that about baseball, and it's more prominent when it comes to like the Olympics and stuff. That's why going a little off track here, but like the World Series, calling it the World Series, that's kind of where you have the most argument to.
Well, the World Baseball Classic, where they have all the different countries represented. You know, you look at Asian countries as well as Dominican Republic. It's a place where baseball can have a lot of people from a lot of different countries do really well.
Yeah.
And it's pretty awesome. So this guy, Lee, he was an MVP. He hit 349, 23 home runs, 100-something RBIs. The guy's going to be quite good. And looks like he's going to be playing center field for the Giants. And that's cool. I'm glad that they got somebody, but they missed out on Ohtani. Just to let you know, when Ohtani gave the GM for the Giants said was, hey, we got the same offer. $700 million, 10 years with all the different.
Yeah.
And they said yes. And so it's not like they said no.
Yeah.
He just picked the Dodgers. Yeah. Because of their competitiveness.
Well, a couple weeks ago, another Giant, Logan Webb. Local Rockland guy, right?
Yeah.
He won the Cy Young. Was there any movement in the shop when it comes to his cards? Like, what did that spike up his sales or anything?
So Logan Webb sells fairly well in the shop. His autographed cards are pretty affordable. We have some in the shop right this moment at $20 a card.
Oh, that's rad.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's nice for people to pick that up. It's kind of funny to hear the stories when people come in and go, you know, I've known his mom since I was a young lady myself. Or I saw him and he goes to the same barber as me. So I like that Logan's local and he's around. It's kind
of
interesting.
You got to get him in the shop, have you? Have you met him yet?
I've not met him yet.
Dude.
Logan, if you're listening right now, which you probably are.
Yeah, you probably. I'd say
Somebody that knows Logan is listening to this show right now. I was just going to say I would love to have him in the shop. We do a lot of autograph signings in the shop.
That would be so cool.
It would be very cool to have him. Yeah. So I just want to make sure that we have some options for people that come in for Logan. But what I was getting at is when players have Cy Young award-winning years, usually locally they pick up. So, for example, when Blake Snell won his second Cy Young, cool.
Yeah.
Does it affect anybody here in Sacramento? Not really.
Yeah.
And the reason why we have such great connections to Giants players in particular is because the Rivercats. And people go to a lot of Rivercats games. They see these guys going in through the system. And then all of a sudden when they hit the major leagues, they're like, well, I've been following him since the last 5, 6, 7 years. There's some really good prospects that are going through the Rivercats system right now. So as the Giants, they're in a weird position right now. Are they rebuilding? Are they not? Are they going to be competitive? 2 years ago when they won 100 games, it's very, very difficult for you to, like, where are they sitting?
I've heard that their best, I forget who had this take, but their best off or their best free agent signing was their manager.
Bob Melvin.
Yeah. So, you know. I don't know if that's good or bad.
I don't know what he hits. Yeah. I don't know how many RBIs he's going to have.
Yeah.
But either way, that's how it goes. Yeah. So we've got the Ohtani signing. We've got the Lee signing. And you're going to see some movement. Things are going to happen. Players are going to be moving around. Now, we're going to talk in a little bit about the Niners because that's your specialty. I'm a Niners fan, obviously, since I was a little kid. So we can talk that all day long. But let's talk about a few products that just came out recently. There was some baseball cards that came out this past week. Topps Inception. It's just a few cards. I want to say that there's five cards. It's $150 a box in our store. 4 or 5 cards. And it's been selling out pretty well. The difference between Topps Inception and Bowman Inception is Bowman Inception has a lot of the prospects. Guys that are in the minors, they're on the upcome, you know, they're in the farm system coming up. And Topps Inception is more current rookies, players that are actually in the major leagues, as well as established stars. So, for example, Ohtani autographs are in that. Mike Trout autographs are in that. Whereas you won't see that many in the Bowman Inception products. So Topps Inception, beautiful cards, kind of thicker. We have them for $150 a box at our store. But the main one, the big one that's come out, we talked about it a little bit last week, is Bowman Draft. That came out this past week. It came out on 12/12. December 12th, they call it Tom Brady Day because Bowman Draft is
Tom Brady.
You hate Tom Brady. That's just, might be the case, yeah, but you know, when it comes to value, there's nobody higher.
Yeah.
And so Emil and I talked about it last week that Fanatics is taking over, mm-hmm. right? They're taking over and they bought Topps. They're taking over and they've been doing a lot of unique things to try to change up the game. The biggest thing that they've done is make sure that they get hype around cards. What Michael Rubin, the CEO of Fanatics, has said is, I want to 10X the hobby. I want 10 times more people collecting cards than there was before I was involved. That's a tall task, man.
Yeah.
Because truly, the industry of cards has not had a lot of marketing behind it. It's like...
Yeah, I never see anything.
You ever see a commercial of cards?
No.
You ever see any... bus bench ads of cards. You ever see anything on the internet about cards other than, so that's
why. Why is that?
I think that.
Because like sports gear, you're always seeing ads for anything, clothing, jerseys, all that stuff all the time from like Fanatics. From it. Yeah. So,
and if you think about it, if you had that intensity, even 10% of that intensity of marketing for sports cards, would it increase that? It's so funny to me. I'm retired roughly from active real estate sales for years now. Even though I own a couple of real estate companies, when it comes to title companies, I'm pretty much out of there and really focused in on my sports cards business. And people go, you collect baseball cards? Like, I don't collect baseball cards. I have a straight up business that
My life is dependent on them.
Right. My income is dependent on it. Like, you can do well.
My child's life.
Right. I have 7 employees. I have a brick and mortar business. I run multiple shows a year. I work with athletes signing autographs. Like, what do you think? Of course, it's a viable business. So, and that's done without marketing.
Yeah.
So if Ruben is saying, hey, we're going to do 10 times that amount, by doing a lot of marketing. And if I can get people that love sports to buy their first pack of baseball cards, it may end up being something to where they become a customer for life. And for you as a hobby shop owner, Emran, wouldn't that be great if we can increase the amount of people in the industry instead of just hammering people over the head and saying, put more on your credit card, buy more cards. I would love to increase sales. If Nate bought more cards, that'd be awesome. But if Nate buys cards and he introduces his friend Emil to buy cards and Emil introduces his friend Joe to buy cards, that's better for everybody,
yeah.
Right? So that way you're not just hammering the same person over and over again saying buy more. And even though the person may want, like you, we'll be honest, you don't collect cards.
No.
Which is interesting that you're on a sports card show right now.
Yeah.
So
it's really weird. I feel like I just walked
but
in
that's,
here.
But that's okay. Yeah. I just walked in here and you happen to be recording.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, when you think about it, what prevents you from collecting cards? I'm asking you, Nate.
I guess time. Maybe I haven't been exposed to it properly to catch a bug. Catch the bug. I have other hobbies too. Financially, of course, is a big thing. Space. You know, a few factors. Just basic.
Like a
basic
card stuff. Is a millimeter thick
yeah.
by 2 inches by 3 inches, 20, right?
20,000 of them.
It depends.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
you can have 10 yeah. cards that are worth, you know, $5,000 in the yeah. same space that you could get. So I think about...
Well, it makes sense, too, because I love sports. Like, I love...
It's the stock of the sports.
Yeah.
It's a stock of sports.
Yeah.
So if you could think of... If you're making investments like Apple or Amazon or, you know, any of those yeah. types of stocks, that's cool. They go up and down, right?
Yeah.
But none of them drop 40 on a Tuesday night. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Pikachu, the Pokemon card, it's great. Mm-hmm. But he's not going to... pull a triple double on a Saturday night in the in-season tournament. So these are things that we love the sports that we follow, and we end up just saying, well, how do I have something that I can root for, not only the team itself, but the investment of it or the love of the game. And not only that, but a lot of guys, I'm 46, and a lot of guys my age now have expendable income. Things that, I mean, how old are you?
26.
So financially it's different when I was 26 versus 46.
Yeah.
Right, I got to be more careful with my money because I wasn't making as much at that time, and that's natural. That's how life is. And when you turn 46, you're going to have a different financial demographic than you were at 26.
I hope so.
Right. Well, knowing what you do and how hard you work, don't worry about that.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's so funny because they're all listening to this, and it's basically a counseling session for you right now. But what I was going to say is that when you have expendable income, you can go back and think about the nostalgia and say, man, I remember that Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card.
Yeah.
1989. I was 12 years old and it was $25. $25 when you're 12 years old is, might as well say, $10,000.
It's a house.
It's not, it doesn't scale in your brain correctly because as a little kid and you're, you know, saving up $2 for your week's allowance, Ken Griffey Jr. is so far away. Then what happens is we get older, and when that card is now $50, which it is at this very second, you're going, $50, and I can remember this is the card that I wanted when I was a little boy. That nostalgia brings you back, and that's why people love cards.
Yeah.
So maybe you'll get the bug, Nate, maybe you won't, but it's not half bad to open a pack of cards and get that thrill of hoping that you get something kind of cool.
Yeah, it's cool. My last Christmas, actually, my dad got me I think it was probably just a Target. What do you guys call those?
Like blasters or retail packs.
Yeah, I went through them, and I think I got a McCaffrey card and stuff. So, I have those, like, but I don't have the bug yet.
Don't
I'm not saying I can't be convinced.
Here I am. Then this is what this show is for, to convince Nate Littlefield whether or not you... So it's well worth us being on the air to make sure that Nate Littlefield gets his bug going. All right. So why don't we do this? Why don't we take a quick break? And on the other side of this, let's talk more about the Bowman draft. But most importantly, we'll talk about the Niners.
Sounds good.
So thanks for sticking around, me and Nate, here on the True Sports Card Show, Sactown Sports 1140. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the True Sports Card Show here on Sactown Sports 1140. It's me, Emran Pilotti, along with Nate Littlefield, who is the one who's guest hosting with me today, subbing in for Emil Fragoso. Emil will be back next week, but Nate's stepping in and doing a pretty damn good job, my friend.
Oh, wow, thank you.
Let's finish talking about that Bowman draft. So it's a baseball product, and Bowman draft talks about all, has a lot of the prospects coming up, like Wyatt Langford and some other prospects. But what Fanatics have done in order to drive this product is on Tom Brady Day, 12-12. Again, Nate, one of your favorite people on earth, Tom Brady.
I'm looking right now. Yeah, they have that Brady card in there where he's in the, was it the Royals outfit?
No, Expos.
Oh, the Expos.
Montreal Expos. So he was a young buck that was drafted by the Expos.
He is goofy looking in this picture.
It's funny how, and my wife Jessica is pretty good about it. She's like, oh, he's gotten a lot better. He's the same exact age as me, by the way, 46. Yeah. And he's, over the years, of remarkably better looking as he goes
That's
along.
That's funny how that works. Science is quite the.
It's a TB12 diet, baby. Yeah. So what they did was they inserted Brady in here, and there is a bunch of autographs that he put in there. On the first day, though, the number one card that you could get is called a Superfractor. There's only one in the world. Tom Brady signed it. It's one of one. On the freaking first day, it's pulled.
Really?
Yes. So
this sounds a little bit like a conspiracy to me.
Well, maybe not. Well, I will tell you that the name of the company, I think, is Triple Crown Breakers or something like that. They're not like a huge breaking company to where people know of them. They're a decent sized one. They open the pack on camera. They pulled the Tom Brady.
What's a breaking company?
What's a breaking company? A company that opens boxes online in the stream. So that way people buy into the breaks. So they might say, you know, for a spot to open this box, Nate, you're going to pay $50 if you want a spot.
Oh,
and you'll
yeah.
get
okay.
a team.
Okay. Right? Okay. Yeah. I think we've talked about this
yeah,
before.
Yeah. We've talked about it before. So, and good questions. For those listening, this is Nate asking legit questions. This is not written. These are off the top of his dome. And he's like, what's that again?
Yeah. So, and then that app they stream on, what is that?
There's a bunch of different ones. One of them is called Whatnot.
Whatnot.
Yeah, gotcha. So this one happened to be on Whatnot. Okay. So they pull this Brady. People are watching live, and it's been clipped and re-shown over and over and over again. But it happened on Tuesday.
That's crazy.
And the estimated value on that card is between $500,000 and $1 million, that one card.
And so, it probably just goes up in
and
value,
it went to
right?
somebody who is, I mean, they opened the pack, and somebody bought into that break and got it for, I don't know, maybe $100.
That's so
life changing, right?
Yeah.
And
that's
so
crazy.
So this Brady Superfractor 101 has been pulled. There's one other card that people are chasing. It's the number 12 of 50. It's a gold card. Number 12 for Brady. There's a company that says we will pay you $500,000 if you pull that card and sell it to us. So, and that one's the one that says Tom Brady's autograph and it says, if this doesn't work, if baseball doesn't work out, there's always football. That's what it says on the
that's awesome.
In the description.
That's
so
yeah, that's
all,
cool.
All these cards, I mean, Brady is driving this product. We had a couple of cases. We have them on the shelf at $559 a piece. We sold through it really, really fast. No Brady's were pulled. Not even a Brady regular card unautographed. Not even that.
And there's 49 of those?
There's 50 of those, but those are the autographed ones.
Oh, okay.
And then there's ones that are just regular
just
cards.
Okay.
And those regular cards, not autographed, not numbered, just a regular Brady card, one in 18 boxes. Mm-hmm. $559 times 18.
Yeah.
Okay. So right now, the Brady's that have been pulled that are not autographed, they're selling on eBay right around $1,500. Just a regular old card.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's wild. And so it's driving this product in addition to some of the other stuff. So it's crazy because the top guy in this product is a guy named Wyatt Langford. He plays for the Rangers, and he is like second thought of this product. Like, oh,
yeah,
that's cool that I got him.
Yeah,
a guy
the actual baseball guy.
We have a great customer that comes in. His name is Rob. He opened several boxes of this stuff. He pulled the Wyatt Langford autographed, numbered out of 50.
These dudes come in and open in the store.
Yeah, that's my preference. I want to see
awesome.
It. Yeah, I want to see it.
You got to record that.
We take pictures of it and we put it on our Instagram. That's another thing. I'm glad you brought that up. If you're listening to this and you're not following us on Instagram, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's True Sports Cards, one word, True Sports Cards. Follow us on Instagram. We'd love to have you as a follow because we put all of our information out there regards to our shop and events and things that are happening. So I want to make sure that you follow us on True Sports Cards so that way you know the news that are happening within our store. Yeah, I love it when they open the boxes in store because I can see what's happening. I can, you know, share high fives with them. I can console them when they open a box and they don't get anything. I think it's really important to have a shop that really cares about seeing their customers.
Oh, that's fun.
Well.
That's way more fun. It's like a hangout. It's cool. And then you kind of, you might make a friend. Who knows?
Listen, we had the guy that pulled the CJ Stroud Mosaic number 1 of 1.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about this on the show before.
Yeah.
It's the highest price. Oh, yeah. You saw it in hand.
Yeah.
The highest priced card of 2023 sold in the entire nation, in the world.
Yeah.
We had it. We sold it for $14,000. And that card was pulled in our store out of a $400 box. And the guy opened it in front of our people.
And he didn't really know what he had.
He was like, oh, this is cool. Like, what do you mean this is cool? That's like the greatest card you can get in this product.
Yeah.
And so being there and seeing that opened and having the person really excited about that, it's awesome. It's awesome to see. All right, let's get over to, by the way, we got some more of the Bowman draft. It's back on the shelf at 559. We'd love for you to come in. Call the store to make sure that we have it first, 916-259-1993. Let's talk about the Niners, your specialty.
Okay.
All right, so this is a Saturday show. Niners have not played yet. Let's talk about just how hot the team has been. Talk to me about what you've been following with the Niners and kind of the hype that you've been seeing. I know that in the hobby world, Purdy is the hottest thing going.
Yeah.
He really is. The thought of his play, the Niners play, how have you guys been feeling about that as 49ers experts?
I mean, this is a contested thing dealing with Brock because a lot of people, I mean, it's getting better. It takes a while to get that acceptance and how good someone is. And you also have to see it yourself. I think it's proven he's the it's crazy to say this already. I think he's the best 49ers quarterback since Steve Young right now. Like, I mean,
I'm trying to think who would be in between.
Jeff Garcia. It's just in between Jimmy, Alex Smith, Kaepernick. That's it. None of those guys are better than Brock
Kaepernick
Purdy.
Got close.
He had a year and a half run.
When he did that Green Bay game where he was running all over the place.
Yes, sure, great. But post Harbaugh, Kaepernick, or even that last year where they went 8-8, he's not a great thrower of the ball. He was very inaccurate. And I loved Kaepernick. Still got love for him. But people act like he was really, really good, and he was really good at running the ball. But as a quarterback in the offense, I actually watched some highlights the other day of him. I don't even know why. I just was. And he was so stiff in there. He's just not.
A baseball throw.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a baseball throw. He'll throw it nice and hard.
At
no
the ground.
Touch,
yeah.
No touch.
Dude, some of those throws he would make. Like, I watched him throw like a it was probably like a 20-yard pass, but like 8 yards down the field, you know, to Crabtree and just at his feet. And Crabtree had to go down. If he throws it in stride or anything at all, it's like Brock does. You know, it's an extra 20 yards.
I think what it is about Purdy that is so awesome is his accuracy. Think about Jimmy G throwing that bomb against, what was it, the Rams, when the Rams won the Super Bowl. Had he had thrown that bomb.
I don't like to think about that.
Okay, let me refresh your memory. Who did he miss?
I was there.
Who was it?
Are you not talking about the Super Bowl?
I'm talking about, oh, yes.
Against the Chiefs.
That's right. It was against the Chiefs.
That's what you're talking about.
Who was it that he threw it to?
That was Emmanuel Sanders.
That's right. He overthrew him?
Overthrew him.
By about 5 yards.
By about that.
He hits that.
He's a superhero.
It's over. I mean, that might start the dynasty.
I don't
right?
know what that does.
So, Jimmy G.
Hypotheticals like that.
They don't draft Lance. They don't draft. There's a lot of dominoes that end up happening. In the sense of Purdy, though, this guy's so accurate. Like, and he's got that nice touch. And what I like about him, and this is a bad comparison because he's so much better than him. But Chad Pennington had this nice feathery touch when he used to play.
That's a fascinating
comparison. And it's not like the hardest throw ever, but when you watch it, he just places it perfectly on dudes. And Kittle will get past his dude. He'll drop it in the breadbasket. It's like a perfect layout for, I mean, McCaffrey in the flat hitting him. And I don't know what it is. There's hobby influencers that just can't get past the fact that, okay, he wasn't a first-round draft pick.
It's not just hobby influencers. It's everyone in the sports world.
They just don't
world.
Get this guy credit.
Not everyone. There's a bunch of people in the sports world that can't get over that either.
Every day at the shop when I'm working, somebody says, do you have Purdy? Do you have Purdy? And they buy it. We have autographed Purdy's. I mean, when we have autographed Purdy's in our shop, they're gone within 24 to 48 hours.
Is he the hottest item in your store?
Yes, for sure.
Like, not even close?
No, not even close.
Who's number two?
Probably CMC.
Really?
McCaffrey is a... I mean, think about it. He's doing unique things. When you think about two of the top
This is McCaffrey's best season.
If you take two of this, is he better than a 1,000-1,000 season?
I think he's already 1,000 rushing.
Let me check
his, but I think so. I would say this is probably his
best. So think about this. Top eight MVP candidates, you got two on the same team.
Yeah.
Purdy and CMC. Neither are likely to win it. However, Purdy's
Is likely to win it. Brock's right there.
I would tell you.
He's not the favorite. He's number two.
Him and Dak.
Dak is the favorite, but Brock's not far behind.
But look, Hurts was the favorite 3 weeks ago. Things change fast.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Right? An off week or two will drop you in that ranking. As long as the Niners keep winning, as long as Brock keeps putting up numbers like he does, what did he throw? 360 this last week?
Yeah, it was 364, I think.
And the interception was not his fault. It went through Ayuk's hands.
Yeah, miscommunicated. Those happen.
Yeah, and so what? But, I mean, it's incredible what he's doing right now.
Yeah.
And if he was drafted in the first round versus 262, we'd be having a different story. Everybody, oh my God, look, he's exactly what we thought he would be. He's incredible. The fact that he was drafted 262, Mr. Irrelevant, is what people are hesitant to go in and say, let's do this. I'm all in on Brock.
It's so weird how that is. It's such a, I mean, people just missed on him, and there's misses all the time in the NFL. And you look at guys like, you look at half the Niners roster, who are like all pro guys who are drafted in the third to fifth round, like Fred Warner and George Kittle. So, I mean, it happens, but Brock is lucky to have the people around him he does. Everyone, like the players, all that, people use that as an excuse. Like, he's only good because of his weapons, because of his coach, but it's like.
Can you believe that people say that the team's success is because of somebody more than one person? Yeah, duh. Yeah.
The team
sport, ask Justin Herbert how that works.
I know.
Ask Justin Field how that works. Ask. You know, it's such a dumb
Aaron
comment.
Rodgers.
It's such
Aaron
a dumb comment. Yeah. Like, the only reason he's good is because his team is good. Well, the reason why he's good is because the team is good, because he has good wide receivers, because he has a great running back. That's how teams are successful. Duh. Mm-hmm. And to say, well, what's he supposed to do? What's he supposed to be? Good at on a bad team?
Yeah.
It just doesn't work. So when it comes to the hobby, quarterbacks are key. They're the number one people would rather collect Justin Herbert than Saquon Barkley, who'd be crushing it. I'm trying to think of even a running back that's good right now.
It's like Josh Jacobs is hurt. Derrick Henry's just getting old. Yeah, it's a weird Raheem Mostert for Miami. But yeah, there's no like. Oh man,
I'm telling you,
I don't want to just say that without properly thinking. But yeah, a lot of guys aren't being utilized fully too, like Bijan Robinson and Atlanta.
You have a computer in front of you. Take a look and see who the rushing leaders are. Mm-hmm. The fact that we're sitting here, you as a football expert and me as somebody that knows a little bit about football too, the fact that we don't know the names tells you how much the game has changed.
Yeah, and how much running backs are being paid and
bro, when not I was getting contracts. When I was fantasy football,
yeah,
Priest Holmes, LaDainian Tomlinson, to Emmitt Smith, I knew those guys because they were featured.
Yeah.
Now it's like.
So here's the list right here. McCaffrey, number one, 1,177 yards. Steep drop off to Raheem Mostert, 924. I think Raheem's maybe missed a game this year. But then you have Derrick Henry, DeAndre Swift, Travis Etienne. But those guys, you're getting into the 800s there. That's
like, I wouldn't even think that Etienne would have been in top five.
No,
or six.
Kyren Williams, Tony Pollard. It's
Kyren Williams is from the Rams.
The Rams, yeah. It's crazy. So yeah, Bijan's in there. James Cook.
It's just a different world.
There's no like elite guys right now.
Where's Dalvin?
Even five years ago, yeah.
It was, I mean, you have somebody that's like Dalvin Cook doing 1,300 yards 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Now the guy split carries with Breece Hall.
Just over.
Yeah, it's just a different world. So what you're seeing now is a passing. When I was young, when I was your age, maybe younger, 3,000 yards passing was like, whoa. 1,000 yards rushing was like, whoa.
Yeah.
1,000 yards receiving was like, whoa.
5,000 as well.
Now we've got Tyreek, who's on the brink of nearly 2,000 yards. Tyreek Hill gets 2,000 yards, he's got to be considered for MVP, especially if they keep winning.
Yeah.
I mean, they just took the loss last week, but the point of what I'm getting at is like, it's just a different world. It's all about airing it out and getting it going. So Purdy is a hot market right now. If you are listening to this and you have Purdy cards, call us at 916-259-1993. Let us know what you have for sale. We'd be very interested in buying it from you.
Where are you guys located?
We're located at 6661 Stanford Ranch Road.
Interesting.
Good.
Next to what?
Just like right next to Mongolian Barbecue there in the Florida Core parking lot, across the street from the busiest Costco in the history of mankind.
That's what I was going to ask. Yep. There's a busy Costco near there.
I think it's important that I keep saying that because who knows when people are tuning in.
Yeah.
I do know that we have at least 4 listeners. My staff, half of my staff and my wife listen to this show. So
it's great.
Yep. Yeah, not bad so far.
That's that's 4, more than my Niners 4? Show, I think.
So that's a good thing. And then, you know, CMC cards. The one thing that I'll tell you that doesn't really fly too well as far as the investment side and collecting side, yes, but the investment side, Nate, is defensive players.
That's so crazy. Well, you know what? It's because the NFL, I don't know if this is, I'm saying it like I know, but my theory, the NFL is so prominent towards and scoring. Positive towards the offense, right?
Scoring.
Like we just had this thing with Mahomes. Where Kadarius Toney's lined up offsides, and it's a call that was only called 3 times last year and only 8 times this year. And defensive players are like, every play, every penalty basically benefits the offense. It's like, yeah, it's about time something like this happened, and it's the right call, but that's a different argument. But yeah, the offense is so prominent.
Well, it's in any sport, right? Think about what they've done in baseball. They did a pitch count.
Yeah, so which I like.
Clock, like hurry up, let's get it going. Basketball, they remove things like hand checking. I remember watching Jordan highlights from 93 through 2000.
Different game,
93 to the late 90s, and these scores were like 85 to 95. Like, what? Now we've got 140.
Yeah.
People love it. So when you think about Jordan scoring 30 points when the team was averaging 100 points a game versus De'Aaron, who's averaging 30 points, but they're scoring 130.
Yeah.
If you take the percentage of what it is of the totality of the numbers that they're doing, of course you have 3 guys that could score 20 points a game. Because you're scoring 130, not 100.
Yeah.
Leagues want offense. Leagues live on points and scoring and highlights. Is there defensive highlights? Sure, every once in a while. But they really
live. There's probably a flag thrown on it.
Well, the defensive highlight that's most exciting is going to be that pick six.
Yeah, right? For sure.
Pick six or some sort of a
strip
block
sack.
Pump.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Something that leads to points.
Something that's pretty rare. You know, for a lot of teams, maybe not the Niners this year because they're
speaking of rare, the Raiders scoring.
Yeah. I haven't seen that in a couple weeks, I don't think.
And so,
no one wanted to win that game.
So I'll tell you that, like, Purdy is hot. Ayuk is hot. And the one guy who hasn't really moved in the sense of value is the guy that should move the most, which is Deebo Samuel. This guy's balling.
Yeah.
I mean, I watch this guy in every format. And what's crazy is when he was re-signing or saying that he didn't want to sign with the Niners, or at least that's what his agency said, he talked about being used in this format that he didn't like. He wanted to be a wide receiver. He didn't want to have all these running plays and all. Guess
that
what
was
dude's
a lie.
Doing? Yeah, I was going to say.
That was a lie.
This dude is killing it
that
in every format.
Sucked. And then you had the whole market get screwed up because the ex-Niners GM who was in Jacksonville at the time signed Christian Kirk, a mediocre receiver, to this huge deal right before Deebo signed, and then it was just it sucked.
So I'm gonna look up Deebo Samuel rookie cards and what they go for at a PSA 10. His rookie card was in 2019 Prism. So if I look at a Deebo Samuel PSA 9 or PSA 10 Prism rookie, it went for the silver card number 346 PSA 10 went for $167 this past week, and it's been climbing. It started at about.
So he is moving up. He is.
It is, but nowhere near the Purdy.
Not I mean, yeah. Purdy, I mean, has just flashed onto the scene. I mean, he stepped in against the Dolphins last year, and it's been fun ever since. Another thing about Deebo, though, he talks trash, and the best thing about that is he backs it up. Like, that is awesome. Having a guy with characteristics like that, it's weird that he's not valued more. Because he talks.
Have you ever heard him say a word?
Deebo?
Yeah, in an interview or anything?
I have, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm a little different, you know.
Right, like,
yeah.
I don't even know what his voice sounds like.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think
part of the problem with the NFL.
Well, they have helmets. If somebody's walking down the street, if they're not Tom Brady or Peyton Manning with his 5 head, that's a larger forehead. A 5 head.
Get I was about to ask.
Okay, that's a 5 head because he's got all.
I didn't know if that was a sports card.
Terrible joke. Deebo Samuel October 6th, the same card sold for $105. Okay. Now it's at $167 2 months later.
Well, that's a
50%,
60% increase.
Example. Yeah, right. And when did that October happen? When was his ankle all messed up?
Oh, this was...
when he missed 3 or 4 games.
Yeah, exactly.
October, right?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
See how the volatility happens in sports cards, particularly
so
football?
Crazy.
It's wild.
Yeah.
So that's why when Purdy had that dip, Purdy dropped 40% during that 3-game losing streak.
Because they thought the hype was over. Maybe they're like, okay, maybe he's coming back to earth, you know?
Or maybe this is who he is.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at Mac Jones. Mac Jones is almost worthless now.
Yes.
I mean, both in real life as far as a player and in the card game. And it just goes so fast. That's what the
that is funny.
Yeah, week to week, it's so difficult. At our store, on Sundays, we have NFL Red Zone, right? So hopping from game to game. I tell people this all the time. If you ever want to go make some money for investment purposes, come sit and watch Red Zone with us at our store.
Yeah.
We have over Nate, you don't know this. You got to come visit our store.
I know.
We have over 500,000 cards on the wall where people can pick up a box, sit down, dig through it, look for deals. Here's a little secret, Nate. Once they go in the boxes, we're not going to reprice them. So could you imagine me going, hey, guys, stop everything we're doing. Tyreek Hill had a good game. Go find every Tyreek Hill card in here and reprice them all 20% higher.
Yeah.
We're not going to do that. So as you're watching the games with us and you see a guy do really well, Stafford throws 4 touchdowns or whatever it be, dig through those boxes. We're not going to reprice them. It's a good way for you to pick up cards that are going to be on the upswing because you could see, I'm pointing this out right now, how fluctuating these cards can get in that process of week to week.
That's wild.
That's how it is.
Does
that
stock, ever scare you as a business?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. And the interesting part about it, and people, I've talked to a few people about this. Let's just say that we have, I don't know, I'm making up a number, 5 million in inventory.
Okay.
In cards, sports collectibles, etc. And the market goes down 10%. For a collector like you or a collector like Emil, ouch, the market's gone down. My cards have gone down a little bit. Okay. That's nothing. When you have 5 million in inventory and the market goes down 10%, you just lost $500,000 of value. Yeah. So it's a lot of these thought processes on a larger scale to where you as a business owner have to think about this stuff. And that's why we have to be aggressive in not only buying cards. So I try my best to give people the most amount for their cards, but I also have to liquidate those cards as fast as possible. So what we do is we buy at a discount, but we sell at a slight discount too. So we try to do it to where we're a little bit under the market. So that way you as somebody that buys it are in front of a potential dip.
And this
too.
Is just so you have a better flow going pretty
always
much in and out, in and out, in and out.
Somebody goes like this. They go, you know, how your cards, you guys sell them so fast. I said, this is not a museum, bro.
Yeah.
Right. I know some many card shops have the same inventory that they come in week after week. It's the same inventory over and over again.
Yeah.
And here's what you really got to think about. I have customers that will come in from Chico, they'll come in from Stockton. They're driving an hour plus to come to my store. Could you imagine how upset you'll be getting to the store and seeing the same thing that you saw a month ago? That's not really.
You're not making that drive.
You're going to say, forget it. Yeah. I'll rather find somewhere else to go to. And I just don't want that. So our team is incredibly good at making sure that we have really aggressive pricing to where we're able to buy it at a fair amount to our customers and get them more liquid, giving them more cash, or giving them tradability for our store. But more importantly, giving them a little bit of a haircut too, so that way they're buying cards a little bit less than the current value, so that way they feel good that they're getting cards at a slight discount themselves.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's important to me.
That's pretty cool.
That's important to me. So with that said, you know, coming into the season, we've got a ton of, I mean, we're just a few weeks away from Christmas. We've got a ton of inventory for you to come by and check it out. We have McCaffrey signed jerseys, Purdy signed jerseys. I have Fred Warner signed jerseys. I have many helmets that are signed by Brock Purdy and other Niners. I got Montana. And it just doesn't end there. I have many, many, many different teams and players, everybody from Drew Brees to we have a Tom Brady helmet for $2,000. I'm looking at you when it comes to Tom Brady.
I'm good.
But I think it's really important to have that diverse product. And for those that are thinking about last minute gifts, please come by the shop. Feel free to call us at 916-259-1993 to find out if we have something in stock. And we also have gift cards. And that's really important too. So if you have somebody that's a collector or loves memorabilia or loves cards, but you don't know exactly what to get them, come into the shop. Our team will help you.
And where's the shop?
The shop is at 6661 Stanford Ranch Road, across from the busiest Costco in the history of mankind, out there in Rockland, California. Nate, let's take a quick break. And then on the other side of it, I want to talk about a few events that are coming up, and then we'll close out the show.
Gotcha.
Thank you for tuning in to the True Sports Card Show here on Sacktown Sports 1140. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the True Sports Card Show here on Sacktown Sports 1140. I'm Brennan Pilotti along with Nate Littlefield, who's stepping in as a guest co-host for Emil Fragoso. Emil is on assignment, as we call it. Nate, I'm sitting here and we've spent some time together and you are just now getting into understanding cards, understanding the collectibles industry. You might have some other questions, the same questions that you may have, the audience may have.
Yeah.
So like, what's a burning question that you have that maybe I can answer?
So cards, I know this, I'm pretty sure about this, hit a huge boom, COVID, right? Huge boom, and that you got in right after, pretty much, right? Like 2021.
We opened our store in November of 21, but I've been in it for 25, 30 years.
As a sell, like what when you say been in it, what do you mean as that? Because you obviously had other jobs. What were you a vendor? What was going on?
So collecting since a kid, but I had my first card shop opened in Stockton at the Weberstown Mall.
Oh, I forgot about
so
this.
So I had that in my early 20s. That.
Yes. And then you took a break, right?
The break was forced upon me.
Yeah.
9/11 happened and nobody wanted to go to a mall. The world, for those of you that were alive and remember the 9/11 world, you were young.
I was young.
You were like 5 or 6 years old.
Yes.
You would have you didn't experience what we experienced as adults. It was a scary time.
Yeah.
And nobody really wanted to go to the mall or shop or be in any kind of
you got really it bad anywhere. Twice because you're a realtor too. So then 6-7 years later, you had the housing crash. And
the market was really awesome until then. And if you think about it, the housing crash happened in Stockton, California, where I'm from and where I worked.
Yeah.
Higher than anywhere else in the United States.
Why Stockton?
Because people were given, here we go, I have no problem talking about this. Loans were given to people
who couldn't
far more than they should have been able to afford.
Yeah.
And if you had a choice, Nate, of having a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house that's 1,200 square feet for $2,500 a month, or a 5-bedroom, 4-bath, 2-story, 3,000 square feet for $2,500 a month, which one would you pick?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
This doesn't make sense.
Because people are saying it's the same amount per month, but what was happening was the mortgages that were offered were so crazy upside down. They'd be like, hey, we'll make it cheap for you now, but in 3 years, it's going to be really, really bad for you. But because the market keeps going up, don't worry about it. We'll just refinance you and put you in something else. Was unsustainable. When a house is worth $150,000 in 1 year and then $225,000 the next, $25,000 the next year and $300,000 the next year.
Yeah.
That's unsustainable. So the exact same thing happened in COVID.
Yeah, with the cards.
With the cards. When you buy a card, I've told this story before on the show. I bought a Michael Jordan PSA 8 rookie card, December of 2020. Paid $8,000 for the card, $7,700 to be exact. And 45 days later, I sold the same exact card in Dallas to a guy there for $20,000.
Yeah, that's okay? Wild.
You turn $12,000 profit in 45 days. That is not sustainable. So I saw that guy at the Dallas card show 4 months later. And the card at the time when I saw him 4 months later was worth about $14,000. It came crashing down. And he looks at me and goes, that's how it is, Emran. You know? And so when you look at it, he paid $20,000 for a card that is now worth $14,000. But I paid $7,700 for a card that's worth
$14,000. Yeah.
I just don't own it anymore.
Yeah.
So it's all about the market and how it works. And the reason why COVID really pushed it up, among other things, was that a lot of people that don't normally collect cards were in the game that normally wouldn't be in the game. Example, sports bettors. There's no live sports.
Yeah.
So where are they going to put their money?
They got the itch.
I got to do something.
They got the itch.
So when you have millions of people who bet on sports and it's part of their significant income, where are they going to put their money in? They dump it into something else. Think about all the people that get involved in crypto. It goes up and then it goes down.
Yeah.
Think about the people that were in the GameStop stock game and that it went all the way up and then it went all the way down. It's a lot of that. It's when the fringe people come into a market, that's when the market sees this inflation that doesn't really, it's not sustainable. And so in the grand scheme of things, pre-COVID versus now, we're still up. Are we up as much as we were? No.
Well, no, it's a freak situation. Mm-hmm. It is not a normal, like you're talking about 9/11. Like that's not day-to-day activity.
And things affect markets. And in this case, that's what happened.
Well, I got one more for you. Again, another kind of maybe personal one. Do you ever have any aspirations? I know you're early in this, in your second stint here. Aspirations for another store, maybe like Midtown Sac or anywhere else? Or is that too private to get into?
No, it's not private. I just don't want to excite people yet because they may go, oh, he's opening a store. Yes, we're going to open a second store in 2024.
Oh, okay. 100%
it's going to happen.
Okay. Now, I was not expecting that.
Now, the location is, there's two locations that I have in mind. One goes up and one goes down. Right, so I'm choosing between one of those two. Down meaning south towards Stockton, not Stockton.
Yeah.
And one up and going to the hills
towards Chico, like that
towards
way.
Tahoe, that way. So it's one of the two.
Oh.
So one of the two. I just got to figure out which one. Now here's where it comes into play. It's like real estate. When I worked in Stockton selling real estate, I would go, I'll help you through Galt and Elk Grove. But at this point, right when I hit Land Park in Sacramento, I don't know the area. You're better served by going to a realtor that's in Sac, right?
Yeah.
That's what's best for you. Instead of me trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah.
And I'll hand it off to another realtor. They'll give me a portion of their income for putting the sale together. It's a nice referral, right?
Yeah.
And then if I go too far south, I'm like, I don't know Modesto that well, so I'm going to have to give it to a Modesto realtor. But everywhere in between, I'm good. It's where you find that threshold of customer that says, and they say it a lot, Hammer, and I love your shop. I love True Sports Cards. But I would come so much more frequently if I didn't live 45 minutes away.
Yeah, for sure.
If I didn't live an hour and a half away, I'd be here often.
Yeah.
When you hear that from enough customers from a certain area, you go, that's where I got to open my shop. Because if I can open a smaller shop version of treat like a hub and spoke, like a bicycle. So if
the Rockland's the hub.
And I do the spoke out there in Elk Grove or Galt or
like
Placerville.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, you got
that's
the
where you do it. So that way.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're looking at possibly Elk Grove. We're looking at possibly, you know, other places. So, I want to expand. It's going to happen in 2024. I'm currently looking for all that. And a couple of things before we close out today of exciting things that are happening. There is not only the Blue Goose show today happening in Loomis, but we also have a trade night that's happening at our store. It's one of the best in the game. We have over 100 people there. January 13th from 6 to 9 p.m., come to the shop, come and bring your stuff, meet other people. We'll have over 100 people there. And then the big one, and we'll go in through this more in detail later, we're having King's starting shooting guard, Kevin Herter, in our store signing autographs.
Kayvon,
he's going to be signing autographs.
Dang, dude.
On January 20th at 2 o'clock. We'll give you more details on how to get signed up for that event itself. So that's among other things, and I might even have him. Maybe a Jay Will announcement next time we're on the radio.
Oh, wow. All right. So I have to cut that out.
Nate, thank you so much for being the guest host. It was awesome having you, and maybe we'll have you again soon if you're willing to do it. Thanks for covering for Emil. You did a great job.
Wow, that means a lot. Thank you.
Maybe we'll get him to buy a pack. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Don't forget to stop by the store at 6661 Stanford Ranch Road. Feel free to call us at the store at 916-259-1993. And follow us on Instagram at True Sports Cards. One word, no underscores. True Sports Cards on Instagram. It's your host, Emran Pilati, along with Nate Littlefield, here on the True Sports Cards Show, Sactown Sports 1140. See you next week.